Patient's name is James Reyes, first name J-A-M-E-S, last name R-E-Y-E-S. Date of birth is 8/30/2016. Date of service is 4/29/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. A six-year-old male presents to the clinic complaining of fever that just began yesterday. Patient did have vomiting all day, yet stomach pain. He complains currently that his eyes hurt, leg and arms hurt. Mom does admit that the entire grade at his school did go to a field trip yesterday. Allergies, known and drug allergies, current medication, denies medical history, denies surgical history, denies social history, denies exposure to secondhand smoke, ROSC, HPI, vital signs, blood pressure 96 over 58, heart rate 148, respiratory 20, temp 101.4, O2 99, he weighs 46 pounds. Physical exam, general, he's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T. He does have bilateral tonsillar enlargement, erythema, and exudate to his posterior pharynx, but bilateral tympanic membrane's intact, neck negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even and labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sound size 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro A, no times 4, gait, steady skins, warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan number 1, pharyngitis, versus tonsillitis number 2, viral syndrome, GI bug, and number 3, febrile illness. Patient will be given a script for amoxicillin because his throat does look very bad. At this time, mom does not wish to swab him due to pain, but I did go ahead and give him 10 mils of Motrin here in the office, which equates to 200 milligrams. Mom understands to alternate Motrin and Tylenol as needed for fever relief. If he has any worsening of symptoms, she'll bring him back to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. Mom does agree with this plan of care. And she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.